This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Remember this.
Your storm is over.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons and Pastor Anthony Simmons, and we welcome you to the New Creation Christian Ministries Hour of Prayer. We believe in the power of prayer. We know that God is working things out in your life. You know, some of you are going through some changes, some challenges, some hard times, but even before we get ready to pray, I want to encourage you to hold on and continue to trust God. Whatever you're going through is no surprise to God. God says in his word in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope in the future." He tells us if we call on him that he will hear us and he will come to us. So we have to realize that our God is not so far away that he can't hear our prayers. I want you to be encouraged on today and know that you're coming out of that tight spot. You're coming out of that rough predicament. You're coming out of that hard situation. We want to encourage you to continue to put your trust in the Lord. Continue to put your trust in God. I know what the circumstances look like. But I want to encourage you not to look at your circumstances. I want you to know today, Pastor Anthony and I want you to know today that God is bigger than your circumstances, and his power is greater than the power of the devil. Yeah. There are a lot of things going on in this world. We're praying for Boston and those in Canada and different places in the world that are being impacted by evil. And we're praying for world peace, and we're praying for you. We're praying for God to give you peace in your home and peace in your mind and joy in your heart. This joy that you're experiencing, know that the world can't take it away. Don't let circumstances, don't let situations, don't let people take your joy. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, knowing that God will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. And what God said about you and to you, whether you heard it through a prophet, or you heard it through the preached word, or you heard it while you were reading the word, or you heard it in prayer, I want to assure you that God is not a man that he should lie. God can't lie. He cannot lie. It goes against his character. He cannot lie. So I want to encourage you to keep on holding on and believing God for the impossibilities. God is the God of the impossibilities. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. And Pastor Emily is going to read a scripture. And we just know that the Spirit of the Lord is here in such a mighty way. He meets us here each and every Tuesday. And right after Pastor Emily reads the scripture, we're going to go forward and continue to seek God's face. Continue to seek his face. Amen.
Amen, Pastor. I concur and I totally agree with what you just shared. We have to believe and walk by faith and not by sight. Yes. The Bible in Matthew, the 17th chapter, this scripture has been in my spirit, and I'm pressed to read it as we begin to pray tonight. Matthew chapter 17, verse 19, and it reads, "Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, 'Why could not we cast him out?' And Jesus said unto them, 'Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing,'" I feel the Holy Ghost,
"oh God,
and nothing shall be impossible unto you." And nothing shall be impossible unto you. "Howbeit, this kind goes not out but by prayer and by fasting. Howbeit this kind goes not out but by prayer and by fasting. There are some situations, Pastor, that we got to pray through.
Yes.
God is willing, ready, and able to bring us out, but he's reminding us through this text, through this scripture, that prayer is effective and powerful.
Yes.
That prayer does work.
Amen.
That prayer is his way, is his system, is his, glory be to God, his divine way of you and I,
yes,
getting through no matter what it is we're dealing with.
Yes, amen.
There was a stronghold on this little boy's life, and prayer and belief cast that demon out of this young man.
Yeah.
And there are some things in our lives that only prayer is going to rectify, and prayer is going to remove those things that try to hinder us and stop us and block our blessings.
Yes.
So as you begin to pray tonight, we're believing what Jesus said. Nothing will be impossible for us as we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name on today. God, this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We were glad, oh God, when it came to the time for the hour of prayer, oh God, so that we could come and seek your face. Hallelujah. So that we could come, Father God, hallelujah, to communicate with you, oh God. You said as we draw near to you, you will draw near to us, oh God. You said if we resist the devil, that the devil will flee. So, Lord, we are coming to you, oh God, looking for that secret place, oh God. Hallelujah. Just coming first and foremost to worship you, to glorify your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy, oh God. Lord, you are worthy.
Yes.
There is none like you. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, we could not praise you enough, oh God. So, oh Lord, before we ask you for anything, we just want to glorify your name. We want to magnify your name. We want to exalt your name on high. Lord, we want to tell you that we love you. Hallelujah. We want to tell you, Lord, that we exalt you. We adore you, oh God. Hallelujah. We want to tell you, God, that we need you, oh God, more than our necessary food, oh God. We need you, Lord. And we want to tell you, Lord, that we thank you. We are so grateful to you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the air that we breathe. We thank you for the movement of our limbs. We thank you for the capacity to think straight. God, we thank you, Lord, for the ability to get wealth. We thank you, Lord, for a roof over our heads, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. For our children, for our health, oh God, for our marriage. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for our places of employment, oh God, for our businesses, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and we praise you on today for our church home, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for our families. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for loved ones, oh God, near and far, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you on today. We worship your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for salvation, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, oh God, for the pardon of our sins, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we have a high priest, oh God, that stands before you eternally, oh God, hallelujah. That he stands before you, he sits on your right hand, oh God, making intercession for us, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that through, Father God, his sacrifice, that the veil has been torn, oh God, and we can come before you boldly to the throne of grace, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that there is nothing standing between us and you, oh God, that we can come and worship you, that we can come and commune with you, that we can come, oh God, hallelujah, with praise on our lips, oh God, and our petitions in our hearts, oh God. We can come submitting our petitions unto you, oh God, as we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. Lord, you said in your word that everything else would be added unto us, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for pouring out blessings upon upon your people, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You said in your word that you would meet every need according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you that we have already obtained every spiritual blessing, oh God, through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you today. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy. You are the Lamb. You are the sacrificial Lamb. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. You are our all in all. You are the Lord that sits high and looks low. You are the lily in the field, the wheel in the middle of the wheel, as the old folks used to say. You are our everything, oh God. Hallelujah. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord. You are our healer. You are Jehovah Nisha, the Lord our banner. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. We love you today. Hallelujah. We love you, God. We love you. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you for being all-knowing. We thank you for being ever-present, oh God, with us, oh God, wherever we go and whatever we do, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We worship you, oh God. For your being omnipotent, oh God, all powerful, oh God. Hallelujah. Knowing that nothing is too hard for you, God. You are the God of the impossibilities. You are the God, hallelujah, who can do all things. You are the God who has a great plan for our lives. You are the one, hallelujah, who has made promises to us, oh God, and made us joint heirs with Christ, heirs of the promise of that you have given to Abraham, that we would be blessed, oh God, to be a blessing, oh God. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the blessings of Abraham upon our lives, oh God, that we are blessed in the city and blessed in the field. We are blessed when we come and blessed when we go. Lord, that our households are full and our barns are full and our vats overflowing, oh God, meaning that there is no lack in our lives, oh God, but everything, there's all sufficiency in our lives, oh God. Every need is met, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for healing in our bodies, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that abides on the inside of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Spirit being with us and in us and upon us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that he leads us in all things pertaining to Christ and the cross, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, continually puts us in remembrance of your word and what you have said about us. We thank you, Lord, that he fills us with power from on high. When we are feeling weak, oh God, then we can definitely, definitely cry out that we are strong, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you are worthy. You said, let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich. You said, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. You said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, oh God. Hallelujah. Blessed are the peacemakers, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we are the blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for our children, oh God, that you look over our children, God, that you keep our children from harm and danger, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Well, Lord, we thank you that our seed is blessed. We thank you that our seed is blessed. Hallelujah. So, Lord, even as we call out the names of our children, just to begin to call on the names of your children, begin to call out your name, the names of your children into the atmosphere. As we call on the name of our children, Kayla, Marcus, Justin, Akita, our grandchildren, go ahead and call on the names of your grandchildren, Sudani, Niella, Joshua, and Nairobi. As we call on the name of our children and our grandchildren, and for those of you who have great-grandchildren, go ahead and call on their names as we call out our children's names into the atmosphere, oh God, as we permeate this atmosphere with the names of our children. We declare that our children are blessed, that there is no lack in their lives, that they are free from drugs and alcohol, that they are free from alternative lifestyles and homosexuality, that they are walking, God, after you, oh God, chasing after you, oh God, that they are pursuing you with all of their hearts, their mind, their soul, and their strength. Lord, we thank you for our children on today, God, that they are godly seed. We call our children blessed. We call them a royal priesthood. In the name of Jesus, we call our children holy, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We don't look at circumstances. We don't look at what our children may or may not be doing on today. But God, we call them blessed on today. Put a hedge of protection around our children, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, every child in the church, of New Creation Church, oh God, we call them blessed, oh God. in the name of Jesus. Bless every child, one by one and name by name. Every child under the name of under the age of 18. Bless every young adult under the age of 25. Bless every adult, God, 25 and over, God. Bless every member, oh God, every person that is connected to New Creation Christian Ministries, the church, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every person who's connected to us on the internet, on the phone lines, on the prayer calls, on the noonday service. Bless every person. Let your blessings overflow like oil down Aaron's beard, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let joy be in their hearts and peace, oh God, in their minds, oh God. Give them a peace that surpasses all understanding. I speak peace into your lives right now in the name of Jesus. I speak peace in the name of Jesus, that you will have the peace of the Lord. The peace of the Lord be with you, a flow overflowing, abounding, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Peace in the middle of a storm. Peace in the middle of trouble. Peace in the middle of what looks like lack. Peace in the middle of that marriage. Peace in the middle, hallelujah, of your finances. Peace in the middle of everything that's going on, all the storms of life raging around you. I speak peace on the job, and peace in that business, and peace in your home, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak peace over you right now in the name of Jesus. We release the anointing. Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. So every word that we speak in this prayer, we declare and decree that these words are spirit and these words are life. Lord, fill these words with the anointing that destroys every yoke. God, we thank you that it is the yoke, the anointing that destroys the yoke. So as we speak and as we pray, we declare and decree that these prayers are powerful and effective, that these words will not come back to us void, that the prayers that we're praying according to your will, according to your word, will manifest. That these prayers will manifest in the lives of your people. God, I thank you, hallelujah, for touching every person under the sound of my voice. Lord, I thank you for encouraging hearts on today. I thank you, Lord, for saving souls. I thank you, Lord, for turning on the light in the middle of a dark situation. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for surplus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Lord, now, right now, God, I thank you, Lord, for a miracle. Somebody is believing God for a miracle. And God says, I am the God of the turnaround, and I am able to do all things but fail. And God is saying, I'm moving in the middle of that situation. If you can just but have faith in me. I know that you have faith, and some of you are like the man with the son who was tormented by an evil spirit. And the man said to Jesus, Lord, I do believe, but help my unbelief. And some of you are getting to the point where your faith is wan and weak. And God is saying, I blow and I breathe on you today, and I fan the fires, and I fan the fires of your faith right now in the name of Jesus. The winds are blowing. 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 The winds are blowing into your situation. God is breathing fresh breath into your situation right now. What looked like it was dead, God says, I'm reviving and I'm resuscitating. I am bringing dead things back to life in this season, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look not to the left or to the right, but continue to fasten your eyes upon Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. God says, I am faithful to complete the work that I have begun in your life. God says, I have not said it. Shall I not bring it to pass? Hallelujah. God says, wait on me. Wait for the promise. Wait for the vision. Write the vision down. Some of y'all need to start taking notes. You need to start journaling. God says, write the vision. Write the vision. And though it tarry, God says, wait on it, for it shall surely come to pass, even though it seems like it's taking a while, even though you've been waiting for a while, even though it seems like, oh, you see, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah, it seems like you had a setback. God says a setback is just an opportunity for me to show up and show forth my glory. Hallelujah. Who am I talking to? Just wait on the Lord and be of good courage. None of more caution in it. And Lord, we pray right now, my God, my God, my God. We pray for the residents of Boston, oh God. Hallelujah. Those, Father God, who were devastated by the bombing on last Monday, 1 week and a day ago. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for each and every victim's family, oh God. We pray for every victim, oh God, who's still alive, oh God. We pray for those in the hospital, oh God. Oh God. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for your power, Father God, to go through the hospital ward. Begin to heal those who are sick, God. Oh, God, some are in critical condition. Lord, we ask, Father God, for you to begin to lay hands, oh, God, on those. Let your power resonate through the hospital wards, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, heal those, Father God, who were wounded on last week, God. Heal those who are sick. Heal those, Father God, who are in ICU. Lord, we send your word to every hospital, everywhere, oh God, and we send your resurrection power, your healing power into every hospital ward. Father God, we speak healing in ICU. We speak healing in the mental wards. We speak healing, oh God, in the cancer wards. We speak healing, oh God, in the children's wards. In the name of Jesus, have your way, God. Oh God, have your way, God. We speak healing, oh God, over every life, oh God. Manifest the power, miraculous healing, oh God. And even in Boston, God, those who are tormented in their minds, those who can't get the bombing out of their heads, God, we speak healing over their lives right now. Those who are angry, those who are, Father God, bitter, those, Father God, who are confused and perplexed, Father God, we speak comfort to them right now, God, in the name of Jesus.
Have your way.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way in Boston, God. Have your way in this United States of America. Have your way, oh God, in North Korea, oh God. We bind up the spirit of evil. We bind up every satanic and demonic attack. Every plan of the enemy right now, we come against it right now. We bind it up and we loose, Father God, your power. We loose, Father God. Hallelujah. Victory, oh God. We bind up the spirit of suicide. We bind up the spirit of murder. We bind up, oh God, oh, every foul spirit, every demonic spirit right now, every demon on assignment, and we cast them out and back into the pit. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Have your way, God. None more cautiously, AK Shadamaka. Have your way, God. When we come against every hindering spirit, we come against the spirit of divorce, we come against the spirit of adultery right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We come against the spirit of separation and confusion. We come against the spirit of division right now in the name of Jesus. And we loose, God, you said you have not given us a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. God, you said that no plan of the enemy shall harm us. So we lose victory right now over the lives of your people. Every person on this line, I speak victory over your life right now in the name of Jesus. I speak victory over your marriage. I speak victory over your children. I speak victory over your finances. I speak victory over your job, over your career. I speak victory, victory, victory over your household. I speak victory. We speak victory, victory. The blood of Jesus. I cover you with the blood. I cover you with the blood. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I come against the spirit of murder, the spirit of death right now. I declare that you shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. I speak healing right now. You know, somebody's dealing with a pain in your head. You've been having migraines. Right now, I speak healing. We speak healing. None of more quotes shall AK now. Oh, God, be healed in Jesus' name. By the stripes of Christ, you are healed. Somebody's got pain in the left leg, and God says, I'm healing your leg right now. Hallelujah. You've been having excruciating pain in your back and your shoulders, and God says right now he's touching that area. You're feeling heat in that area, and God says, I'm healing you. Lift forth your faith. Hallelujah. Somebody, my God, I had two people tell me that they were having problems in their mouth, and God is saying right now, I'm speaking healing in that area, in the mouth, with the toothaches and the gum aches and, my God, the gum disease. Hallelujah. Right now, God is saying, I'm healing you right now. By the stripes of Christ, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Somebody struggling with body aches, fibromyalgia. Hallelujah. God says, I'm touching your body right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Gout, I see gout. Somebody has gout. God says, I'm healing you right now. Heart disease, my God, hallelujah. High blood pressure, God says, I'm sending forth my healing right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Tumors, my God, oh God. Oh, God. My God is drying up tumors. Hallelujah. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Healing is the children's bread. Stretch forth your faith. Receive your healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for divine healing. We believe you for healing. Just like you brought Renita out of the coma on last week, God. We believe, God, for supernatural healing right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, oh God. Your marriage is being healed. Your children are being healed. Whatever you need, believe God in this atmosphere for it. We worship you, oh God. We worship you. Somebody needs money, my God. Hallelujah. We worship you. Believe God for the finances, the debt to be cleared up. We declare debt cancellation right now. Money, checks coming in the mail, raises or paycheck, pay increases, overtime increase right now. Job opportunities, doors opening up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to lay hands on your child. Your son has been diagnosed with ADHD. Hallelujah. God says, I'm taking away that dysfunction, and I'm clearing up his thinking patterns. I'm regulating his brain cells right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just lay hands in faith. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Just begin to worship God in this atmosphere. We worship you. Hallelujah. I come against depression. I pray for Renee Jackson right now in the name of Jesus. I bind up the spirit of depression, eye disease right now. I bind up the spirit of eye disease. I speak healing to her eyes. I speak healing to her mind right now in the name of Jesus. I declare that by the stripes of Christ, she is healed. I come against grief. I speak healing. My father passed away, many years ago. Hallelujah. About 20 years ago. She's still grieving right now. I bind up that spirit of grief. I loose her right now in the name of Jesus from the grip of mourning, from the grip of sadness, from the grip of depression right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing. Renee Jackson, be healed. In Jesus' name, Mama Koshale Ake Sharama. Hallelujah. Begin to worship God even as we continue with this prayer. Begin to worship God. Begin to worship God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Carmen and her family, Maria. Hallelujah. Their family, even as they laid their aunt's remains to rest, their Aunt Maria's body to rest, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that Maria is with you, oh God. Hallelujah. We worship you. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your power. Just praise God. Worship him. We thank you. I feel God. I know the people are worshiping God, Pastor. The power of God is so high on this line. We worship you, God. We magnify your name. We worship you. We glorify your name. You're worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my breakthrough. Thank you for my miracle. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. I praise you, oh God. We worship you. Hallelujah. We thank you for New Creation Church, God. We thank you for every chair being filled. We call every chair full. We call every chair full. Souls. Not just transferring from other churches, but souls. New souls being saved. 500,000 souls being saved for Christ. Not among course disciples coming in hungry for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, oh God. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. Save souls around this nation. Save 500,000 souls, God. Save millions of souls, God. Save souls, God. Snatch them from the pit. We save. We declare souls saved. Our family members. We declare our children saved. Our brothers saved. Our sisters saved. We declare we start with our families. Our co-workers saved. Mama Moko Shelly A.K. Save souls, God. Hallelujah. Even every state that this prayer is going, we declare souls saved. People, we declare revival. People falling down outside of our houses, coming to our doors, knocking on our doors at where we live, saying, what must I do to be saved? Let your glory fill our houses. Let your glory fill our churches. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We speak revival in the land. Let your glory fill these places, oh God. Let your glory fill us, oh God, that when we go, people will tap us on the shoulder and ask us, how can I be saved? I need to know Jesus. Let your glory fill our temples, God. We need your glory, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for revival hitting this land. Hallelujah. Have your way. Hallelujah. Let your glory fill this place. Let your glory fill every person on this line. Let your glory fill us, God. Fill us, God. Touch us again, God. Zap us with your power, God. Fill us with your anointing, God. Fill us with your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Not another fancy prayer. Not another fancy prayer, but God, we need you. Hallelujah. Touch us, God. Touch us all over again. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. Worship God. Just worship him. Worship him where you are. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you for another touch, God. Thank you for another touch. Oh, God, thank you for another touch. God is drying up bitterness, unforgiveness. He's healing your heart. Some of you have been angry. Hallelujah. God's giving you more joy, more joy. He's restoring your joy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Have your way, God. Even as I pass this prayer over to my husband, Pastor Anthony, continue to have your way. Lord, we come hungry for you. We come seeking your face. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for being here in this place. We thank you for your presence. We pray for Mother May Thomas and hallelujah, and her family in Florida, oh God, even though she would never come on and ask for prayer, God, we ask that you would continue to touch her. Hallelujah. Touch every member of her family. Touch my sister Barbara, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing her from addiction, God. We break every chain, God, of addiction in the lives of our loved ones. And we break every yoke broken, every yoke destroyed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Father, we magnify your name, we glorify your name. Call us, you can get ready to call in this last half hour of this prayer. We're going to take calls momentarily. Father, every person under the sound of my voice, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we continue, hallelujah,
yes.
We continue in the spirit of prayer, Lord.
Yes,
we believe that your word says that whatever we bind on earth, Lord, hallelujah. If you get cut off, just call back in. We may have some technical difficulties. Whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven,
yes.
And whatever we loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven.
Yes.
So right now, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
Lord, we thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for the manifestation of miracles on tonight. Every person under the sound of my voice, Lord, thank you for them pressing their way to prayer tonight.
Yes.
Because your word says to pray without ceasing. Your word says men ought always to pray. Your word says, who my people,
yes,
who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and if they would pray,
yes,
if they would seek my face, I will heal their lands. And right now we are praying for family. We're praying for unity among the family in the name of Jesus. The family that prays together stays together.
Yes.
So right now we bind up the spirit of divorce. We bind up the spirit of separation. We bind up the spirit of dysfunction. We bind up the spirit of division on tonight.
Yes.
And we say, Lord, create unity among the family. Create family bonds that cannot be broken,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. Father God, give us a peace tonight which surpasses all understanding. We thank you for your word, which says weeping may endure for a night. Oh, glory be to God. For joy is going to come in the morning.
Yes.
Father God, your word tells us not to worry. Tomorrow have enough worries of its own. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love,
yes,
and of power,
yes,
and of a sound mind. So we thank you right now tonight as we pray for more power. Lord, give us a fresh anointing. baptize us with the power of the Holy Ghost and with fire. In the name of Jesus, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what you are going to do for those who love you.
Yes.
So, Lord, stir up the gift of God of every believer on this line tonight. Your word says you know what we need of before we ask. So, Father God, help our faith on tonight. Help our unbelief on tonight. Remove every ounce of doubt.
Yes.
Remove every ounce of double-mindedness.
Yes.
Remove every ounce in the name of Jesus of fear, Lord. So right now, help us to believe your word, which says it shall not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do. So we remove sickness right now through the blood of Jesus. We cancel every curse. What God has blessed, no man can curse.
Yes.
I need to say that again.
Mm-hmm.
What God has blessed, no man can curse.
Yes.
I don't care how many haters you have. I don't care how many enemies you have. That's why we are praying tonight. Forgetting those things which are behind, we are pressing forward to our future, which is ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
Our greater days are ahead of us.
Yes.
Our best days are ahead of us.
Yes.
Greater is coming to you and your household. Lord, that person looking for housing, make a way out of no way.
Yes.
That person looking for employment, in the name of Jesus. The person looking to start a business, Lord, bless it and breathe on it. You, God, you are the God of all finances.
Yes.
And right now we speak debt cancellation in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough in the area of money. Increase in every area, Lord. Increase in our income. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we thank you. We worship your name on tonight. You have given us that name to pray in. The name of Jesus. The name which is above every name.
Yes,
in that name we'll cast out demons.
Yes,
in that name we'll speak in other tongues. In that name we'll heal the sick. In that name the blind will be able to see again. In that name the lame will be able to walk. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you. And I bless you, and I magnify your name on tonight. Lord, have mercy on your people. Your grace and your mercy is sufficient. So, Lord, we thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for your grace on tonight. We thank you, Lord, that with man it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Yes.
So we're not going to walk in fear. We're not going to walk in doubt.
Yes.
But we're going to walk in the power of the Lord on tonight.
Yes.
Lord, that person under the sound of my voice, when they are weak, remind them that they are strong. When they are feeling defeated, remind them that they are more than conquerors.
Yes.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, God, you raise up a standard. In the name of Jesus, our bodies are the temple of the living God.
Yes.
These bodies belong to you. They were purchased with the blood of Jesus. And right now, Lord, we give ourselves to you. We submit and surrender all to you.
Yes.
Help our unbelief.
Yes,
let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today, God, our daily bread, and forgive us. Oh, somebody need to forgive tonight. I felt that as I said it. Some people have been coming against you. Some people have betrayed you. Some people have turned against you. Some people are arguing or resentful or jealous or envious of you. Some people are trying to covet you. And God is saying we got to forgive in spite of. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to forgive. Help us to let go and let God. Past offenses. Present offenses. Somebody may get hurt in the future. Lord, give us the ability to forgive. You said love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And love our God with all of our heart.
Yes.
With all of our mind, and with all of our strength. So, Lord, we are going to do the two commandments that you commanded us to do.
Yes,
we're going to love our neighbor. We're going to love our God, because the Apostle Paul said it. He said, if we out without love, we're just a clinging saying, a clinging symbol, a tingling brass. Without love, we can do nothing. So, Lord, help us to walk in love. Help us to walk in the Spirit. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. We are new creations. The old has passed away. Behold, everything has become new. So, Lord, remind us in the Spirit that is not by power, that is not by might, but you said it's by your Spirit that you're going to turn that marriage around. You said it's by your Spirit that we're going to get through this famine and this lack in our land. You said it's by your Spirit that our families will come together and come to be healed and be made whole and be made well in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Satan, I bind you up in the name of Jesus. We cancel every curse. We cancel every weapon. No weapon formed against your people will be able to prosper. So we cancel right now poverty. We come against that spirit of poverty. We come against the spirit of being poor. We come against the spirit of being without. We come against the spirit, Lord, with the lack of money over your children. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, they that dwell therein. So, Lord, I thank you for breakthrough. I thank you for manifestation. And I thank you for deliverance over your people tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the backslider tonight. We pray for the drug dealer on tonight. We pray for every gang member on tonight. And we say, Lord, loose your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every single parent. We pray for husbands and wives tonight. Bring that marriage back together in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for grandmothers and grandparents that are raising grandchildren. We pray for clergy tonight, pastors and the fivefold ministry gifts in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you that we are the head and not the tail. That we are above and not beneath, that we shall be the lender and not the borrower. We thank you for your word tonight, which says, be not weary in well-doing, for we'll reap a harvest if we faint not. We thank you for your word tonight, that we shall prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. So, Lord, we thank you for the people on the line tonight. We thank you for every family represented on this prayer line. Lord, you know what they stand in the need of. You know what their prayer concerns are, even if they can't express it through words. So meet every need on this line tonight. Meet every broken heart on this line tonight. Catch every tear on this line tonight.
Yes.
Mend every pain on this line tonight.
Yes.
Remove every sickness on this line tonight. Remove every mountain on this line tonight. Remove every pain on this line tonight. In the name of Jesus. So callers, we need you to call in.
Thank you, Lord.
If there's a prayer request, just press 1. And we're going to pray. And we're going to believe and stand with
you.
If there's a prayer request tonight, if you need God to open a door that no man can shut, if you need God to shut a door that no man can open, we want to pray with you tonight.
Yes.
If you have a heavy heart, we are here to pray with you tonight. So, Lord, I thank you for the people of God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to pray a prayer of healing. For those who are dealing with some issues that may give you a heavy heart. Father, we praise your name and we worship you, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, we pray, Father God, a prayer of healing, Father God, for those, Father God, who Father God, who have a heavy heart on tonight, for those who are hurting. Lord, you, Father God, have compassion, Father God, on those who are hurting. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, and we lift them up to you on today, God. We pray right now, Father God, that you will begin, Father God, to minister healing, even in that area. Some, Father God, have had to, Father God, bury the remains of loved ones. Some have had to say goodbye to loved ones, Father God. Some, Father God, are walking through difficulties in their relationships, oh God. Some, Father God, hallelujah, have been hurt by those who said that they would never hurt them. Some have been hurt by those who are close to them, oh God. Some, Father God, are carrying the pain from the past. But right now, God, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing over every hurting area right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I speak the balm of Gilead to flow over your broken heart right now to begin to heal your heart, to begin to restore your heart, to begin to bring joy back to your heart. I speak healing over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, some are brokenhearted over their children. Some, Father God, are believing you, Father God, for their children, and they're hurting, and Father God, they're disappointed, Father God. And right now, Father God, I ask, Father God, that you will soothe them in that area, that you will reassure them in that area, that you will comfort them in that area. Oh, Father God, I thank you for soundness in the heart. I thank you for healthy hearts right now in the name of Jesus. You said in your word that we shall prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. So, Lord, I just thank you for a healthy, prosperous, thriving, happy heart on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, joy-filled hearts, hearts filled with laughter, hearts filled with glee on tonight, hearts filled with praise on tonight, God. So, Lord, I just thank you and I praise you for total restoration. We praise you right now for total restoration in Jesus' name. Lord, we come against the spirit of fear. We bind up that spirit of fear right now that's trying to plague your people, right? That spirit of uncertainty. Lord, you didn't give us that spirit, and we come against, Father God, the spirit of fear, and we lose, Father God, love, power, and a sound mind over the lives of your people, oh God. Declaring that no weapon formed against us can prosper, oh God. Hallelujah. That we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and we silence every wagging tongue, oh God. We come against, Father God, every plan of the enemy that will try to come against your people right now. Now, in the name of Jesus, we speak clarity and healing and restoration and joy and peace and prosperity over the lives of your people and over their families. We speak open doors and opportunity and blessings, hallelujah, and provision into the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. And even, Father God, those who are with us, Sister Maria, Mother May, and Sister Rita, we pray for them. We pray for Sister Carmen, and we pray, Father God, for Sister Daniela and Brother Amel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Prophetess Singletary, oh God, hallelujah, Father God, and all, Father God, who are looking this way for prayer, Father God. Father God, thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people. Thank you for healing. Thank you for restoration. Thank you, Father God, for blessing businesses, for blessing their businesses. Thank you for blessing their marriages. Thank you for blessing their children, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings being poured out, oh God, into the lives of your people. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for supernatural release on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we continue to pray for souls to be saved. We continue to pray, Father God, hallelujah, 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 for divine healing. We continue to pray, oh God, hallelujah, that we would be a light in a dark world, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you would use us for your glory, oh God, that we will indeed be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, oh God. Let, Father God, hallelujah, everywhere we go, everywhere that our feet trod, Father God, let us possess the land for your kingdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, and we praise you for every bill being paid, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for favor. We release divine favor over these waves, over these airwaves, over the internet, over the archives. We release divine favor. God says, my favor is released, being released in your life. Psalm 23 says, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Hallelujah. So this is a season for divine favor. favor. Get ready to receive divine favor. God's opening doors for you that no man can close. God's closing doors that no man can open. God says, I'm releasing favor on your life. God says, you've been faithful over a few things. And he's getting ready to put you in charge of much, hallelujah, because of your faithfulness. Continue to seek my face, says the Lord. As you continue to seek my face, hallelujah. God says, when you seek my face, hallelujah, you will position yourself in my presence. And God says, in my presence is fullness of joy. In my presence is fullness of peace. In my presence is fullness of everything. Everything that you need is to be found in my presence. So God says, continue to press to your way to the throne. Continue to press your way into my presence. Continue to pray. Continue to believe me. Continue to praise me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. God says, I got you covered. I'm covering your family. I'm covering your finances. I'm covering you. God says, I'm increasing your faith. Even as you continue to seek my face and read and study my word, God says, I'm bringing you to a deeper depth in me, a deeper dimension. God says, I'm bringing you deeper. I'm deeper. Deep is calling into deep. Deep is calling into deep. And God says, I'm touching you right now. Somebody's been feeling real dry, but I feel the Spirit of the Lord just coming into your home and beginning to touch you and beginning to heal you, beginning to lift you. Some of you are low, and God says, I'm lifting you up right now. I'm lifting you from that low place. I'm lifting you up. Hallelujah. I'm raising you up. God is raising you up for such a time as this. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah, for those who have come and those who, I thank you for your presence, God. I just feel God's presence so powerfully.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead and worship him and just bask in his presence. God says, soak in my presence. Soak in my presence. Soak in my presence. Let me get through your pores. Let me come through your pores. Let me come in. Let me permeate your atmosphere. Soak in me, soak in me, abide in me, rest in me, hallelujah. God is saying rest in me, hallelujah. As he told the children in the book of Hebrews, it says, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he spoke in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place, again, if they shall enter into my rest. And God is speaking to us about entering into his rest. And God is saying right there, I just need you to get in to my rest. He's talking about it in Hebrews 4. If you read that in your time, he talks about a time called today. And God is saying today, if you will enter into my rest, hallelujah, rest from your worries, rest from fretting. Rest from anxiety. Rest from fear. Rest from struggling. God says, rest, rest, rest in me. God is saying, rest in me today. I need you to rest in me. You have struggled long enough. You've been crying long enough. God is saying, this is the day for you to rejoice in me, for you to rest in me. Come into the secret place. Abide in the secret place, the shelter of the Most High. Abide under the shelter of my wings. I will protect you. I will keep you. I will strengthen you. Wait on me, says the Lord. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Caller, we see that hand, and we are going to take prayer requests. At this time, area code 404, you are on the air.
Yes, hi, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. How are you guys doing today?
God bless you. God bless you, Sister Maria. We are doing well.
God bless
Good.
You, Sister Maria. We are well. What's on your heart tonight?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I just wanted to thank you guys for praying for my business. I'm almost on that right path, so I'm hoping for a miracle that everything goes okay with that. Thank you for praying for my family, that, you know, with the passing of my aunt, and thank you for praying for my cousin and her son in Korea. I even spoke to her last night. I told you I had people praying for you. There was nothing going to happen in North Korea. Didn't I tell you that? So, you know, she was really happy about that. And thank you, Jesus. And then I want to, yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then I want to lift up my husband in prayer and ask that the Lord open his eyes to the destructiveness that he is doing, and just, you know, just bring him peace and just make him aware of what he's really doing to our family.
Amen.
So that's what I want to pray for.
Amen. Is your husband saved?
No, he's not. I got him going to church a couple of times, but he's not safe. I really do. I pray that he does, you know, turn to Jesus.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pray for him now. Amen. Well, God bless you. And we're so grateful for the testimony that the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. As we continue to believe God and rest in his promises, he shall fulfill those promises. Because he told us that if we pray anything according to his will, then we could be confident that he hears us and he will give us those things for which we have asked him. According to
yes,
his will. So
thank
we just
you.
Thank God for bringing
you,
for your cousin being saved here, your cousin being saved. Amen. And we thank God for you and your business.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Maria, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your daughter, oh God. She loves you, oh God, with all of her heart, her mind, her soul, and strength, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. We thank you for her cousin Maria and his son, Father God, and her son, her cousin and her son, and him being safe, oh God. Hallelujah. Over from North Korea, Father God, we thank you for keeping him safe from harm and danger. Continue to protect
him
and continue to give his mother peace, oh God. Lord, we pray right now, Father God, for Sister Maria's business. Lord, we thank you for supernatural release. Customers coming for money, for success, oh God, for everything that she needs again, being deposited into her, Father God, for her having everything that she needs to be successful. You've given her, you said in your word that you have given us the ability, the power to get wealth, oh God. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father God, that the power and the ability is in her hands, and you have given her witty ideas and inventions, Father God, with which to go forth and start that business. So we thank you, Lord, that riches and prosperity, are coming her way, that they are in her home, oh God, that you delight in the prosperity of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for her husband. What is your husband's name? Hallelujah.
George.
Lord, hallelujah. We pray for her husband, George, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for George. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will open his eyes, Father God. You said, Father God, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me, hallelujah, to preach this gospel to the poor, to free those in captivity, to open the eyes of the blind. Oh, God, hallelujah. So, Father God, to heal the sick, oh, God. So, Father God, even now, Father God, with the anointing that's on our lives, as two or more touching and agreeing, Father God. We, Father God, touching and agreeing, Father God, for George, oh God, that his eyes will be open. Open his eyes. Take the scales away, oh God, and let him see you for himself, oh God. Manifest yourself to him, oh God. Lord, let the gospel be made clear to him, oh God. You said, Father God, that no one can come to you unless they be drawn, oh God. So, Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you will draw him with your loving kindness, that you will draw him with your precious Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will save him. So, even as we're praying for 500 plus souls, Lord, we ask that this will be one soul, that he will be one of the 500,000, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will save him. You said in your word that it's not your will that any man, that any woman should perish, oh God. So first and foremost, Father God, before we pray for anything, we pray for George to be saved, God. Save his soul, God. Save him, oh God. From the wild of the enemy. Save him from the blood of the devil. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you and we worship you. you, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for healing him. We thank you, Lord, for touching him, God. Whatever he's dealing with, Father God, any pain or struggle that he's dealing with, God, we just thank you for healing him, God. We thank you for deliverance, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, even as you saved him, that you would turn on the light, God, and let him see, O God, even the error of his ways, O God. Let him see, Father God, like you did for us, God.
Yes,
do for him what you did for us, God. Do for George what you did for us, God. That you saved us, that you picked us up, God. You cleaned us up. You turned us around, God. You put our feet on the ground, God. Do for George what you did for us, God. Father God, we thank you and we praise you. We know that you are able, Lord. This is the heart, the cry of this wife's heart. This is the power of the praying wife. Lord, we thank you. We cover George right now. We cover him. You said, Father God, that the unbelieving spouse can be sanctified by the believing spouse. So, Lord, we pray that word over his life right now, God, that he will be won over without a word from his wife. But as we touch and agree with her in prayer, oh God, that he will look upon her as I prayed earlier and see your spirit resting upon her, see your glory resting upon her, and come to his wife and say, baby, what must I do to be saved? So, Lord, save him.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver him, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, heal this marriage. Restore this marriage, God. We know that we can do nothing without you, God, but with you, we can do all things. So, God, we just thank you and we praise you that this marriage, the latter days, shall be better than the former days, God. We thank you for total restoration. We thank you for a new thing. We ask that you do a new thing, God, better than you ever did before. We ask that you do a new thing in the life of George and Maria, oh God, in their union. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Anthony. God bless
we
you
believe.
Both.
We love
we
you.
We believe.
Lord.
Amen. Love you.
And we love you.
Okay,
and we
love
believe.
You.
We believe God, and we really, I mean, I'm telling you, I see the heavens opened up. I see God, you know, paying attention. I see Jesus interceding. We believe God. We believe God. And God is looking down on the prayer line, and his ears are attentive to the prayers that are being offered up in this place because of our faith, because of your faith. He told the woman with the issue of blood who said, if I could just but touch his clothes, I know I'll be made whole. He told her, he said, your faith has made you whole. And it was, because she made up her mind that she was going to get to Jesus, and she was convinced that he could fix
it.
Right. And what I see happening in your life, that God's going to reward your faith, Maria. So keep believing.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Stay encouraged.
Amen.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You.
God bless
Amen.
You both.
Love
Thank you.
You.
We love you too. Love
God bless. Amen. The Bible says, all who are weary, burdened, heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest.
Yes.
People of God, it's not that we're weak in faith or absent of faith, but sometimes we get weary.
Yes.
So this song, we'll come back with some closing remarks, but allow this song through Tamla Mann to minister.
I'm tired, options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pay what's left. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm.
God bless you all. I do have a prayer request. I am going out on this Saturday to speak to some young ladies on teen dating abuse. And I'm just praying that as I go, that these young ladies will be informed and educated, and the presentation will just bless them beyond their own knowledge, you know, and own understanding. Because even though it's a teen dating abuse workshop, I look at it as a ministry. So I just ask for prayer as I go forward.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. God bless you, Tina. Amen. God bless you, daughter. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name on today. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Tina Lane, God. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you, Father God, for her heart towards the teenage girls, Father God, and even the teenage boys, oh God. Lord, even now, Father God, as she goes out on this upcoming Saturday, we ask that you will bless her, Father God. Give her the words to say, Father God. And Father God, and just stand with her as she stands before this group of teenagers, Father God, in order to bring forth, Father God, the information that you have given her this year regarding teen dating and teen dating abuse, Father God. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you, Father God, that your spirit, Father God, will stand with her, that she will be standing in the fullness of your power, oh God, and that these young women, that these young girls, Father God, and even if there are any boys or any adults in the group, Father God, that they will be blessed, Father God, by the words that she shares, that they will be enlightened, Father God. Save a life. Save somebody. Snatch somebody out of an abusive relationship. Prevent some young girl from getting into the wrong relationship. Father God, shine the light on the subject of dating abuse, Father God. Shine the light on the subject of what real love is, Father God. Help some young girl, Father God, to be able to come over to Sister Tina, even after it's all said and done, and to say that, help me. And even if those who are in the middle of the situation, help them, Father God, to know, Father God, that they can have a place to go, that they can be helped. So, Lord, I ask that you will anoint her, Father God, and then that you will empower her, that you will go with her, that you will be with her, that you will cover her, that you will, Father God, let your spirit rest upon her, even as she goes forth on this upcoming Saturday. Use her for your glory. Use her for your glory, even as she has a heart to minister to our youth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We'll continue to pray for you, Sister Tina. Our young people do need God and do need good counsel in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As we sign off tonight, I just want to say keep the faith.
Yes.
That's what I want us to go down from this place with. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Prayer is a powerful weapon. We were blessed in our service on Sunday. We had quite a few visitors, pastor friends of ours. And there was a young lady who's been confined to a wheelchair with a horrific accident to her spinal area. And as pastor and I prayed for her, we saw her faith. Being in a wheelchair for over 20 years, but she had faith. And that's what I want to say to you tonight. Keep the faith. God is able. With man, it might be impossible. Yes. With God, all things are possible. So as we go down from this place, never from his presence, continue to pray. We love you. Good night, everyone. God be with you. Good night.
Hey, Mommy.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Mom. I know you're there. I don't know which line. I think Mother May Thomas, I just want to say hello to you. God bless you. I love you, Mom, and I'll talk to you soon. And everybody else, know that we love you. We're praying for you. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. God bless you. Remember, we have the noonday service tomorrow at 12 noon. So go in peace, you and your family, and serve the Lord. Good night.